I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, November 22nd. A woman who died after she was struck by a sport utility vehicle in Weymouth on Wednesday has now been identified. 78-year-old Harjeet Thakral from Weymouth was struck on Washington Street just after 1 p.m. First responders transported the woman by ambulance to South Shore Hospital, where she was pronounced dead about a half an hour after the crash. Police said no charges were immediately filed against the driver, who remained at the scene. The crash remains under investigation by Weymouth and state police. Authorities are investigating an overnight shots fired incident in Braintree. Police say several residents on Skyline Drive called around 3 a.m. yesterday and reported hearing multiple gunshots near Eaton's Pond. Arriving officers found ballistic evidence adjacent to the pond and in the woods. There was no indication anyone was injured and no individuals in the area. Residents nearby say that shortly after the shooting sounds, up to three individuals described as juveniles wearing black were seen running up Skyline Drive. Anybody with information is asked to contact Braintree Police. A proposal for a new condo complex at 10 Independence Avenue in South Quincy still not sitting well with some residents. Marina Bay Management, owned by Quincy developer Peter O'Connell, is proposing a four-story, nine-unit condo complex for the current site of Quincy Auto Tech. The proposal was revamped after an earlier plan was withdrawn in the face of resident opposition. However, at this week's planning board meeting, opponents still felt the proposed building is too high for the neighborhood. Marianne Peak of the Adams National Historical Park and Richard Sweeney of Sweeney Home for Funerals both feel the proposed building is too tall for the area and would detract from the Adams birthplaces across the street. O'Connell said he made the building lighter in color, eliminated the basement, reoriented the front door, and improved parking in response to residents' concerns. However, the proposed building is still four stories high. The planning board continued the meeting until December 18th. The Quincy City Council has adopted new state laws that allow the city to invest trust funds in more lucrative stocks and to revert uncashed checks back into the general fund. Treasurer Molly Smith introduced both measures this week. The prudent investor rule will allow the city to earn higher interest rates on trust fund investments, and the unclaimed funds law will allow the city to put $800,000 back into the general fund. The MBTA Red Line remains closed between Broadway and Harvard for track work through this Sunday. Buses will stop at State Street and Haymarket for connections to other lines. The commuter rail will be free between Porter Square and North Station and between Braintree and South Station. The Drow and Jeruzzi Foundation will be hosting a watch party at Victory Point at Marina Bay in Quincy this Sunday from 12:30 to 4 as the New England Patriots take on the Dolphins in Miami. Andruzzi, a former Patriot offensive lineman, three-time Super Bowl champ, and cancer survivor, will attend with his wife to raise funds for the foundation they started to support cancer patients and survivors. Auction items will include an Andruzzi-signed football, Patriots tickets, and some photo opportunities. The Schiller Institute Chorus presenting a music and poetry evening this evening at 7 p.m. at Christ Church on Quincy Avenue in Quincy. You can email schillerchorusma@gmail.com for more information. Quincy Animal Shelter's annual holiday craft fair is Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Kennedy Center. The event includes a bake sale, raffles, and Quincy Animal Shelter outerwear. American Red Cross will hold a blood drive this Monday from 1 to 6:30 at the Quincy Sons of Italy on Quarry Street. You can visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to schedule an appointment. The Quincy Salvation Army will kick off their annual holiday kettle drive today with a breakfast event at the Terrell Room. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will be the special guest, and Clean Harbors of Braintree will receive the Henry Bosworth Award. Bosworth was the founder of the Quincy Sun and a longtime supporter of the Salvation Army. The current owner, his son Bob, has continued that tradition. Today's breakfast is expected to raise almost $50,000 to put toward the Army's $110,000 goal for this year's kettle campaign. The drive will run through Christmas Eve. Norfolk County Register of Deeds Bill O'Donnell has released a list of the top real estate sales in Norfolk County for the third quarter of the year. The most expensive sale was a senior living community in Walpole that sold in August for $66 million. The Lantana Banquet Hall in Randolph, that also included Vincent's Nightclub, sold in August for almost $21 million in a multi-property deal. And in Quincy, a series of four-unit apartment buildings across nine separate lots on Summit Avenue and Bishop Road in Wollaston sold for $10 million in September. A total of 10 properties sold across the county for more than $9 million, with an average price of $24.6 million. O'Donnell says the state and the county collected more than $1.1 million in excise taxes from those sales. Well, yesterday's rain was a welcome sight for crews battling dozens of brush fires across Massachusetts. A fire in the Blue Hills Reservation in Milton has charred about 50 acres and was about 50% contained. Hillside Street from Blue Hill River Road to Unquity and Chickatobit Roads remains closed, and all trails and parking lots near Houghton's Pond are blocked off until further notice. Crews did perform some hazard tree removal work along the fire perimeter in Milton yesterday. They also continue to monitor the fire for hot spots and flare-ups. Meanwhile, communities continue to struggle with low water levels. Attleboro officials are taking emergency measures to address a severe drought that's left that city's main reservoir dangerously low. In response, Attleboro has set up an emergency connection with neighboring Mansfield. City's also rushing to complete a more permanent emergency connection with Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Once finished, in a couple of weeks, Attleboro will purchase 1 million gallons of water a day. For the first time, the MBTA is launching an app to provide real-time tracking of buses and trains throughout the Boston area transit system. The new MBTA Go app is now available to iPhone users, and officials said it would become available to Android users in February. Within the app, users can also find information about what services or transfers are available at each stop and station. Officials said 4,000 riders were involved in testing a pilot version of the app in July. One of the welcome screens greeting users of the new app states that the project is still in its early stages. MBTA General Manager Phil Eng said in his presentation that the T has a roadmap to incorporate additional features, including a trip planner and commuter rail track assignments. Eng also emphasized that the app was built with support for accessibility features like voice controls and multiple languages. Another app with a similar name also exists on the iPhone App Store. The new official app is recognizable by the official T logo and the full title, MBTA Go Official. As of yesterday, the app was number 24 on the App Store's list of top navigation apps. A check of business news this morning, and stocks rebounded yesterday. The Dow shot up 461, the NASDAQ added 6, the S&P is up 31. Asian stocks also rose following gains on Wall Street after market superstar NVIDIA and other companies said they're making even fatter profits than expected. Dollar rose, the euro is up, oil at $70 a barrel. And sports, the Bruins get a win over the Utah Hockey Club 1-0 last night under their new interim head coach. They'll be in Detroit against the Red Wings tomorrow night at 7. Tonight, the Celtics are in Washington against the Wizards at 7. The Patriots are in Miami Sunday at 1. Forecast from the National Weather Service is calling for some afternoon showers at a high of 51, a lingering shower this evening, a low 44. For tomorrow, some showers in the morning and then turning windy with a high tomorrow 48. Sunny and windy on Sunday, a high of 50. Monday, partly cloudy, high 53. The marine forecast calling for a 2 to 3 foot waves, winds out of the south. Right now, 15 to 20, becomes southeasterly, 10 to 15, with gusts to 25, and a high tide at 4:19 p.m. Sunrise, 6:43, sets at 4:16. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, November 22nd.